Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Beverly Inman Ebel is here. Beverly Inman Ebel is a 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of Talk, Listen, Communicate, TLC. She's one of the top speech experts, speech-language pathologists on the planet. She's the author of at least three books, and I think there may be a bunch more that I don't even know about. I know we've helped her launch all of these. Talk is not cheap. Success is a decision of the mind. Communication strategies that work. You're starting to see the picture. She's our good friend, Beverly. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. We love having you on the show. You know, the thing that differentiates humans from really all other animals is the ability to talk. We can speak, and of course, you know, maybe the whales would say, hey, we talk to each other just fine. I can't help it if you don't understand, but still, we have this ability. This is a pretty unique thing that humans have, and so that's the good news. The bad news is we usually take it for granted. What do you think?
I think we misuse it as well. We assume too much that people understand what we mean. In other words, our communication is not always clear. And so, you know, we use words like, well, like pronouns. You, this, him, her, it, this, that. And we assume that the person understands what we're talking about when they may not. And then, of course, we sometimes are much better at talking than we are at listening.
And every married person knows what you just said is exactly true. My wife and I had a conversation about this last night, you know, and she left out one word, which I think she left it out. She says she didn't leave it out. And that made all the difference in our conversation.
Yes.
And of course, at the end, I wind up saying, yes, ma'am, it was my fault. You're right. And so we had a good evening after that.
But smart husband.
Not my first go roping. So anyway, what do we got to do if we're so darn good at talking, why aren't we so darn bad at communicating?
Well, I think that we're not taking, if we think of a work setting, okay, small business, many times we overlook the need to set expectations. In other words, how are we, you know, let's say you own the company. You have a lot of people coming to you. In the beginning, maybe that you were the only one. But as you grew, you have other people. So what's the expectation of them, you know, just walking in? You might be on the phone. You might be in the middle of something. What are the expectations that everybody gets to be heard? And kind of that chain of, it's called the chain of command. I really don't like that
term. I love
term.
It. That's a military term I grew up with. That's steeped inside of me.
but the chain of communication, who do you go to first for what? And then if you can't get an answer, then what is your next step?
And you know, you're right. I want to point one thing out. You're really onto something here, especially for growing small businesses. And I've seen this and you've seen this, where in the early days of a business, you got one person that's just me and you. You're a small business and me and mine. Then we bring on one person. Then we bring on two or three. And we wind up with four or five people, and communication is pretty easy, you know, because for one thing, we can all see each other, and we don't even have to, sometimes we don't have to say anything. We just grunt, and the other person knows what's going on. But then you have people working under those four or five people, and they don't have the history that everybody else has, and they're communicating with them is a whole different world than those original people, isn't it?
It is. And then you have your customers.
Oh, yeah.
Every small owner listening to me now understands. At the beginning, you took care of everything. And then you grow. Hey, they still expect to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you have to set those expectations, make introductions, establish relationships between the customers and the appropriate people.
And it's not enough. This is the thing people hide behind. It's not enough to say, well, I have an open door policy.
Oh, that just creates all kinds of headaches.
Yeah,
because then everybody runs to you.
Or you don't actually have one. You say you do, but you don't actually have one.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, so here's my definition of an open door policy. The purpose of an open door policy is to ensure equal opportunities to communicate with each level of responsibility starting at the beginning. In other words, go to the person who is in charge of the area that you work for. If you don't get, or first go to the person that you're having a problem with, if it's, you know, that. Then go to the person who's in charge of that small department. If that doesn't work, then you can go further up. Because otherwise, the business owner is spending. I know a lot of business owners that want to stop having employees and use contractors because of all the people issues.
But the other thing is that chain of command thing is important, because where you get it becomes real chaos is when you have 8 or 10 people or more, and the boss actually lets someone go around the chain of command and talk to them about something that should never have gotten to that person. To the owner, but they allow it to happen. That's chaos. You can't have that. You have to have a chain of command, and you have to enforce it.
So overly friendly bosses can create a
lot
of communication issues, and they don't even realize they're doing it.
Being too friendly, like she said, is not the same thing as management by walking around, is it?
That is correct. Being too friendly is allowing that person, you know, to come in, and all of a sudden you're discussing something and nobody else knows, and you've jumped maybe a level of command.
And that person is looking in the window, through the window of the office, thinking, why is my direct report talking to my boss?
Yeah. And it can, you know, it all depends, but some people are going to, once they do that, they're going to keep doing it, and they're even going to brag about it.
Yeah.
Other people, it might be a one-time, a big issue. Maybe.
And if you're that
different.
Manager that somebody went around, you have to go to the boss and jack him or her up. You have a right at that point to say, boss, you can't do that anymore.
Right.
And they'll get it. They probably
right.
don't know that they're doing it. When we come back, Beverly's going to help us understand what a communication strategy is, how to create it, how to execute it. After the break, 20 after, Beverly and Manebo, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.